Welcome back. Great to have you company wherever you might be listening. We're live here at the Meadows at Broadmeadows for the Dogs. GRV have invited me out and Boomer Harvey out as well. And it's great to have Boomer in our little caravan here. Welcome to you, Boom. Great to have you.
Yeah, always good to be at the Meadows, Duane, and especially speaking to you on this station.
You're still running for North these days, I see, and still doing a bit of work. You love still being involved?
Yeah, I do. I've played football for 21 years at the Kangas, so to go cold turkey would have been pretty hard to do. Fortunately for me, the club have offered me a nice little role this year, doing a little bit of the goal-kicking stuff. We kicked well on the weekend, 9-3,
yes. Wow.
So I'll take a little bit of credit, because they will whack me when they kick 3-9, I'm sure. Doing that, obviously doing the running on game day as well, so really looking forward to it. The best part about it is working with the young kids.
Yep.
It's giving back and just helping them. Might be 1%, but it's you get a little bit of satisfaction out of it.
So sell it to me. Why is North going to make the 8 this year?
Oh, I think our young kids coming through, we've got a great bunch of older guys. Our leaders in Sean Higgins, Ben Cunnington, Jack Zeeble, Robbie Tarrant. We know what they're capable of every single week. We're starting to get these young kids coming through now in Jai Simkin, Trent Dumont, Taran Thomas.
Yep. Nick Larkey,
he looks like a star in the making. Obviously playing up forward on his own at the minute because Ben Brown's not there. But yep. Curtis Taylor, we've got a bunch of young kids and we've drafted well again. So if everything goes well, we're injury free, like most teams, a little bit of luck maybe. I think we slide into the 8, no worries.
Do you know your new coach is going to be good? Do you know Reece Shaw is going to be good? And how do you know?
I know because his relationships are first class.
Okay.
And I've been saying this for a while now. He's put a great team around him in terms of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
They will coach his philosophy and teach it really well. And Reece just focuses on relationships. That's not all he does. He obviously coaches as well. But he's had a great start. His attitude's first class. He's buying into the culture of the North Melbourne Football Club. And it feels like, to be honest with you, that he played there for 10 years.
Yeah.
Very good.
You're the game's record holder, so I'm sure he picks your brain. He has to pick your brain. Does he occasionally grab your side and say, what do you think of this?
No, he's very good at gathering information from all coaches, and whether it's something small that I see on the training track or...
Yeah. So you're happy to throw something up to him?
He makes you feel very comfortable. Now, I'm not an assistant coach as such.
Yeah.
I'm doing the running, so he asks me for feedback, what's happening on the bench, can you deliver this message? And he's got full faith in you that you're doing the job that he needs done. But he often throws to every coach out there and says, tell me what you feel. If you see something on the field, stop training. And that's fantastic to have that.
We're talking to Greyhound Racing Victoria Ambassador Boomer Harvey. Just while we're talking, North, and your own experience, I was talking yesterday about analytics coming into the game. The game's being coached and baseball's like this and basketball with a three-point shot. It's kind of mathematicians are making decisions as opposed to gut feel people. And had Joe Madden's quote yesterday saying that he's going to throw it back to the experienced guys to be able to coach with a bit of gut feel in the Angels season this year. Is gut feel, do you have a chance to actually impact the club with your experience? And is experience being eroded away, do you think, in some respects? Because understanding the psyche of a player, seeing a guy, understanding he might be more fatigued or less fatigued than his numbers are saying that he is. When you see him on the field, you know he's got another minute, but you've got to take him off.
Yeah, there's so much that goes into the sports science, and you'd be amazed once you're in the football club and you see some of the numbers and that they're throwing around. But I still think there is room for it, especially now as the runner. I'm only a ladder out there after every goal.
Yeah.
And I think on the other night I was a ladder out there twice. So they're looking at that twice a quarter plus every goal. But that experienced player, and you see what Luke Hodges done in the last two or three years at Brisbane, Graham Birchall going there now. So the Jack Zeebles, the captains and the leaders of our football club become really important. And there is times where you say, no, I'm not coming off. There's a minute 30 to go. We're up by 3 points. The experienced players need to be out there. So I think that will start coming back slowly into football, which I think is a great thing.
It annoys me when the hot player comes off.
Kicks two in a row.
Yeah, can we stop that?
Yeah, I don't know. So, you know what? It's funny as it sounds. There was a little trend going there for a while. Now that player just kicks a goal and runs off on his own accord because he's got to be off in the next 30 seconds. But the GPS numbers, the loads that the sports science guys talk about, they are big in the game. I'd like it just pulled back a little bit, though. Don't worry about that. Bit old school.
Absolutely. Now, you played for the Vics and were brilliant when it was hot. Yep. I mean, it was state versus state, hate versus hate. It was 100% full on. You didn't hold back, and you lost respect if you did hold back, and there wouldn't be any dare holding back in those days. What are you expecting Friday night?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going. Yep. I'm going as a guest, and I'll be sitting there watching, and just to see the good players all do their stuff. That's what you want to see.
Yeah.
I know we've got Todd Goldstein and I think Sean Higgins is playing, so looking forward to see how they go. But yeah, that's what I want as well, Dwayne. I want where the players go out and they do not hold back. Because if you do hold back, you know, if you don't go as hard as that contest, you can get injured, yeah, et cetera. We've heard all those sayings before. I just want to put on a great show. You've got to remember why we're doing it as well, to raise some money for the bushfire victims, which is a great cause, obviously. But if this goes well, I reckon there might be some room for state footy back.
So give me a format then. Is it pre-season? Is it Victoria, South Australia, Western Australia and an allies combined for the rest of the states, yep, and territories? Is that every 2 or 3 or 4 years?
If you do it every year, you are going to get the players who have got little niggly injuries just say, I can't do it. And yep, their coach is certainly not going to want their guns. You know, Nate Fife playing under an injury cloud, they're just not going to let it happen. I've been thinking a little bit, if it was every 3 to 4 years, and you are the gun of the competition, and you're going to play for 12 years, you might only get to do it 3-4 times maximum. Now, if you've got an injury cloud on one of them, that comes back to maybe 1 or 2 times.
Yeah.
So then you're going to want to do it. So I don't know if the coaches will buy into it if it's every single year. If it's every 2 to 3, maybe 4 years, I reckon that's when people just go, no, I'm playing regardless.
And pre-season?
Yeah, that's a tricky one, isn't it? Because the skills are not on show right now.
Yeah.
They're coming into the good part of the year. I'd still like to see it somewhere in the middle of the year where there is a full break. Players that are not playing in State of Origin can maybe go out to community level and actually spend some time watching some local football, and the State of Origin, the guns, go and play State of Origin.
I know you've got to go. We're here at the Meadows, Greyhound Racing Victoria Ambassador Boomer Harvey having a chat to me. Ball movement. It's been something that I've been thinking about all summer. I'm trying to work out whether every team's going to go slow and cautious, and when they get the ball in defence, you know, wait and have a look around, or whether we will see the instinct guys just get it and take off, and I'll work out that decision that I'm making on the run. Where's North Melbourne going to be at in that overall spectrum, and where do you think a team should be at? Are you still of the... Because we know that if you play on into trouble, you kick into the trap, and you kind of, you turn the ball over, and that's what the opposition wants.
Especially with numbers behind the ball now, where they can... I know that's a 6-6-6, but as soon as general play starts, you can still drop your number off, and that's why teams are not going super fast anymore. I'm still I was an offensive player, obviously, and I'd still love the game to be really, really quick. We've seen the Western Bulldogs firsthand on Friday night against the Kangas, and their ball movement was exceptional. The Kangas were probably a little bit slower, and I'm sure Reece will address that, and he'll find a balance where we can dictate how we want to play, but also defend as well. I think that's what the coaches do. They look at their ball movement, and then they've got to look at their defence and see if it stacks up if the ball changes over.
Because you were in the game long enough to come from the very limited game plan era into the high game plan.
We had a guy named Wayne Carey, so we didn't really have a game plan. It was just get the ball and kick it as long as you can to hopefully Wayne could mark it.
So where were you in those days? You were allowed the parameter, just get the ball and go and make your decision on the run.
Yep.
And they'd back you in to make the right decision. Whereas later in your career, you had decisions that were kind of made for you. I can only do this or that. So where were you with that change in the philosophy of the game?
We went from a team under Dennis Pagan who his philosophy was less possessions per goal was the best way to do it. And now the possession count has gone probably risen 150, 200 since I started to when I was finishing. So you see the Western Bulldogs win a flag on the back of just flicking the ball around in a telephone box. So I think each coach has got their own philosophy around it. I like the quick ball movement. I like if you can break a line, get past the defender and kick the ball long into Pagan's paddock type of thing. That's what I like.
Even if you're accidentally kicking to a one-on-two, or you still back your guy in sometimes? Because you'd back duck in against a one-on-two.
Yeah, it's a little bit different when you've got a guy out there like that. But, I mean, North Melbourne got Ben Brown. A lot of teams have got big forwards now. I think if you can get the ball in the one-on-one and have your smalls get to the fall of the ball, I still think that kick's not dangerous, so it's fine.
Well, I've got you here. You were at the Meadows with Boomer Harvey. You're an ambassador. The Australian Cup, one of the biggest nights on the Greyhound Racing calendar Saturday night. Talk me through what your role is as ambassador, and I presume you're going to be coming to the Dogs a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. The Australian Cup Saturday night, one of the good ones, especially at the Meadows too, because it's not too far from my house, Dwayne, so I like getting out here with the family. But I think it's a great night. The weather's hopefully going to be good, but you rock up here and there's What you don't realise about the dogs, there's actually families here.
Yep.
There's jumping castles for the kids. There's face painting for the kids. There's show bags. There's a lot of things that happen for the kids. I bring my kids here all the time. They absolutely love it.
Yep.
We don't gamble on the dogs necessarily, but it's just being here amongst the crowd. And they do so many good things. I mean, they've already raised $90,000 for the bushfire appeals as well. So they do so many good things that... that people don't realise.
So you just educate your kids. This is what gambling's about. Because we've been talking about this a little bit in the last couple of weeks. Jeff Kennett was on the show a couple of weeks ago. And there's more gambling advertising in footy than ever before. So is that where you see it? Here, kids, come to the Greyhounds. This is what we do. This is what we don't do. And these are the parameters.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you've got to educate. I've got a son who's 15 now, so he understands everything. And even my little fella picks the football on who's favourite and stuff like that. So there is education around the gambling part of it. And it's not the Greyhounds is not all about gambling. It's about coming here with your family and really enjoying the night, which this Saturday night is one of my favourites on the calendar because absolutely love it. Great racing track, great scenery, great atmosphere. And, I'll be here with my kids, like I said.
Someone was telling me the first Australian Cup was run at Arden Street.
It was.
Now, that's not true, is it?
No, it was.
Really?
Was it 62, I think it was? So
they had a dog track at Arden Street. Because I played, and this is how old I am, I played at the Gabba when there was a dog track around that.
I think I remember.
Yeah.
I think I remember watching some football there. But there was a racing track around Arden Street in 1962. A dog ran around there and had a win, which was very nice. Change now, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spent some lot of money at the Arden Street Oval.
Get any home game? You'll never get a home game there, will you?
I wouldn't have thought so. I don't think it's set up to accommodate 20,000 people.
That's a good
point. Not just yet, anyway.
I'm talking pre-season with five or six. Moorabbin was a pretty good experience, though, for everybody. They kind of enjoyed it, and it is a spiritual home of North.
Yeah, I think a lot of our coaches went out there because we play St Kilda round one. They said the atmosphere was absolutely electric. So hopefully we get a few games at Arden Street.
Great to have you in, Boomer. Really appreciate you joining me. We're live here at the Meadows. So Australia Cup, Saturday night.
Saturday night, yep.
Okay.
6 o'clock, gates open.
All right.
I think first 300 people, kids through, get free show bags.
All right.
As I said,
you'll be handing them out.
Oh, I'll be here at about 4:45 doing my job. So looking forward to it. If you want a little tip, Dwayne, Whiskey Riot, all over it. $2.10 short, but one of the best dogs going around.
Even throwing out the tips as well. I'll see you Friday night at the footy.
All
and
right.
Then I might see you here.
No worries.
At the Meadows, even though Beckley Park's my track down in Geelong. I'll see you now. I'll get you to come down there. Great to have you in. Brent Boomer Harvey, great to have him here and great to be here at the Meadows. We'll take a break. Take your calls after it. 1-300-736-736 is the number. 1-300-736-736.